The AP reported yesterday a photo of the man who was fatally shot after opening fire on a federal courthouse in Dallas shows him wearing a mask and tactical gear while carrying a long gun. Authorities say 22-year-old Brian Isaac Clyde opened fire on the Earl Cable Federal Building Monday morning and was then killed in an exchange of gunfire with federal officers. Dallas Morning News photographer Tom Fox captured the image of the shooter outside the building. It shows him with several magazines on his belt and wearing a heavy vest. Fox witnessed the gunman opening fire. One of his later photographs shows authorities tending to the shooter as he lay on the ground in a parking lot. Once again, we have a clear example that some people are willing to commit heinous crimes against others and are only effectively stopped when the bad guy with a gun or any other weapon is stopped by good people with firearms. Clearly, it's not possession of an inanimate object, a firearm, that causes people to commit dastardly crime, because if that were so, then the good guys that killed this lower body orifice would have already been out terrorizing others because they were armed. The only effective solution to evil is more of the good having an effective tool to stop evil in more places at more times, and yes, that means firearms. See how this works effectively and often by perusing my anti-wimp update stories at prattontexas.com. That's prattontexas.com. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.